Welcome to Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnah Hey, Chapter 9, Mishnah 5. Mishalaka Bishana. A fellow that received lashes, repeated again, received lashes, and then again did the sin, and now comes before the court. The Gemara, the Talmud teaches us that we're talking about a situation where a person violated a Torah commandment that the punishment is karis. Karis is death in the hands of Hashem. But every time that a person violates a negative commandment that has karis, death in the hands of Hashem, there's also lashes in this world. So we're talking about a person that does it the third time. He did it once, he did it twice, and now he does it the third time. The Mishnah says, we do something different to him. Bezdin machnisano son the keeper. We put him into a confined space. And they give him a diet of barley. We'll see in the end of the Mishnah what the diet is. Shekreso mispakas, and eventually the person, his intestines, or I guess the inside of his stomach, somehow is ruined, and eventually the fellow passes away. Ha'hirig nefesh shalai be'edim. Similarly, if someone kills someone without witnesses. Now, the Talmud explains that this means to say that there were witnesses, but one witness, let's say, was in a window on one side of the street, and another witness was on another side of the street, and they both had exactly the same testimony, but they couldn't see one another. And the law is that if they don't see one another, they cannot combine to actually give capital punishment. So we have a case where it's 100% to the sure to the court that they have actually, that this fellow actually killed, but they cannot give him capital punishment because the two witnesses didn't see one another. The Mishnah says similarly, Machnis noso lekipa, we put the fellow into this very confined space, Umachin oso lechem tsar, umayim lachatz, and we give the person very thin bread and thin water. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I guess some type of tepid water and bread and a bad diet until his stomach shrinks. And then they gave him barley, and the barley has a very negative effect, and eventually the person passes away. So they don't actually proactively or, you know, physically kill the fellow. Rather, they just put him in a situation where eventually the fellow passes away. Now, the Rambam writes on this in the Laws of Murder that we don't do this for every single type of capital offense where we just for some reason can't give the fellow punishment, like because there were two separate witnesses. The only capital offense that we actually put the person in this confined area because we can't kill them is murder. And the Rambam writes that the reason is because there's nothing that ruins the fiber of this world more than when people take somebody else's life. Therefore, there is an alternative type of method to get rid of this fellow. I want to point out something interesting. You know, when a court gives capital punishment, in addition to the fact that it takes the fellow off the street, in addition to the fact that the fellow loses his life, it's also an atonement for the fellow. The actual prescribed death of the fellow is an atonement for him, and in the world to come, he comes there atoned, forgiven for that sin. In this situation where we cannot incriminate the fellow, when we put him into this kippa, we put him into this area, I wonder if he has the same level of atonement. Again, I'm wondering out loud, I'm not 100% sure, but regardless of what, this is what we do. I'm wishing you a wonderful, uplifting, and successful upcoming week.